B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Ryan.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
What brings you to court today?
Well, okay, well, my husband wants to continue a family tradition, and I don't think it's a good idea. Really don't.
Okay.
What's the tradition?
Okay, well, let me back up for a second. My husband's tradition is this. His father took him into the woods when he turned 13 years old, okay? So then he left him there for 2 days, and when he emerged, he was granted this sort of, like, you're a man status.
My God. Is he Native American? I mean, is that right? Wow.
Okay. I always thought it was kind of weird, too, you know? Yeah. He was so proud of it. But, yeah, his father did it with each of his brothers, and his father's father did it with his sons, and on and on and so on. And, you know, tradition, of course, okay? But all the way back to Walden Pond, I suppose.
Okay.
Anyway, my only son is 13, and my husband wants to continue the tradition.
Okay. All right, so tell me about the tradition, more about that.
All right, here's what it involves. Right. He outfits my son with a tent, a buck knife, some food, and, some water. Drops him off at a state park up in Maine. And then they hike about a half an hour in. My husband then leaves him and says, meet me back at home base in 2 days. I'm leaving Sunday at noon.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, that's what he
away.
Wants to do.
All right.
Legit, yeah. You know, there's no cell phone service, you know, 30 minutes away, like you said.
Yeah.
But my son has a flare gun all the emergency things.
Well, that's good. Safety first.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, my husband insists it's important because all the kids these days watch TikTok, and they have no survival skills. I mean, survival in the wilderness. What about the real world? Anyway, but to be fair, my son wants to do it, okay? But I know my son, all right? He's not the Boy Scout. He ended up liking Minecraft better.
Yeah, that's kind of a stay-at-home thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right.
My husband likes to think he's real outdoorsy, but he's a city guy, okay? He has fond memories of the time he was in the forest, but I think it's just revisionist history, okay? We both met right out of college in New York City. Now, that's survival, all right?
Right.
But I just think it's way too dangerous. I mean, what if he was attacked by a bear or falls and hurts himself, you know? Yeah. I mean, there are other ways to prove being self-sufficient, as I said, you know? Yeah. And this way just has way too many risks, I think, you know? So
he's asking you a lot.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's not like he hasn't mentioned how proud of his past he was. And I thought it was a joke that he'd do it to ours. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, Mary,
the world itself is a wilderness, okay?
Yeah.
Let's teach him some real-life skills in society, you know? You know?
Well, I see where you're coming from.
Is there some sort of compromise here, you guys?
All right, I mean, I understand. Listen, everybody understands your concern, but I got to be honest with you. I kind of understand where Dad's coming from, too. It's a family tradition. He's done it. His brothers have done it. So, I can kind of see why he'd want
to watch Yellowstone. Like
maybe. I don't know.
I'm kind of like team.
I don't think it's that wacky. All right.
I mean, if he's my only son.
So, no. Listen. Mary, stay tuned. We'll start opening the phone lines at 888-410-1057. And we'll see what folks say. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on this one. But you stay tuned. And we'll see if we get you some advice, maybe a compromise. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right.
By the
way. Listening. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It is 6:49. It's Bob, LBF, Brian Hand, and heat wave coming. Thunderstorms possible today, to high 92 and 94 tomorrow. Thursday, 92. Just think, 90s the rest of the week right through Sunday. It's a heat wave. Probably too hot to camp, I would imagine. But then again, we just talked to our morning court, Mary, with her dilemma. Her husband thinks it's a great idea to continue the family tradition of sending out his son to camp for 2 days by himself.
Yeah, seems aggressive.
He's 13.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, have some water. Right?
A knife, maybe, just to, you know, buck knife, a little bit of food and water, and be in a Maine State Park. Now, Dad's going to be a half hour away. So, you know. Yeah, enough to maybe hear a scream? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Let's see what you think about that. Mary doesn't like it. Alex, what do you think?
So, if this father doesn't bring the son out in the woods on a regular basis, he's really looking at, he's going to die. You get bears, coyotes, heck, even a fox will give the kid a run for his money.
Right.
It's just, you need to go out in the woods on a regular basis to have a clue what's out there. And we don't live in ancient times.
That's such a good point.
Baby and pampered.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You know, all the stuff to scare Mary aside.
And I'm a big outdoors kind of guy, too. I take my kids hiking all the time on a week, on a daily basis, nearly.
Yeah, really? So you've exposed them enough. And even, you know, even you wouldn't do it. Alex, that's a good point.
It, but
maybe we build up to it. Maybe when he's 18, that's the right.
Yeah, answer. You don't run a marathon your first day out, right? You got to get there step by step.
That's what happened. Why I couldn't finish? You don't do it.
These city folks don't have a clue.
No, not at all.
That's a good point, Alex. Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Okay, bye. ROR. Good morning.
Good morning. I have, I think, an answer for the woman whose sons would be camping out.
Mary.
Okay, so my two grandsons, when they were 13, did the same thing. But they stayed out in the backyard.
Oh.
And they weren't, they couldn't come in. They took their food and their waters. And believe me, my daughter was nervous even at that. But they were there. If there was an emergency, they could come back in. But they stayed, they did it. They stayed the weekend in a tent.
Nice. Oh, that's a good
right
start.
Safe.
Yeah. Where'd they go to the bathroom?
I have no clue. Probably in the woods. I didn't ask.
No, that's anyway. How you don't want to know. I don't know why I asked.
That's right.
Thank you, Judy. Good stuff.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Sarah. What advice do you have for Mary today?
Hi. So I am a strong supporter of this. I have three kids, and I think as a mother, she needs to make sure he knows how to set up his tent and make a fire, put out his fire, even send him with a book that's how to survive in the wild wilderness. I think it's a great idea. But I think if Mary's son is prepared, he'll be fine.
Thank you, Sarah. Good call.
All right.
So there's no data up there. So how's he going to get a hold of Dad if there's an emergency?
Flare gun?
Walkie-talkie?
Yeah, kick it old school.
Imagine a kid without a phone for 2 days?
No, I cannot. I can't imagine an adult.
Right, yourself. He does it and does succeed. He'll never forget it, and it might be a building block for character building down the road, for confidence. Looking at that side that Dad's looking at.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just too much? What do you think? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Yes, melt with you. We're all going to melt together. Yes, because it's an official heat wave. 92 today. Heat waves 3 days in the 90s. We got six in a row. That's twice the fun. Heat wave. Stay cool. Maybe Mary's concern about her son, her 13-year-old, going camping up in Maine for a couple days. Maybe it's the timing's perfect. Get away from all the heat.
Yeah.
Won't be that hot up in Maine.
No, it won't.
No? So her husband wants to continue the family tradition where I guess the boys at 13 to become a man after camp out for 2 days by themselves in the wilderness of Maine. And her husband is going to be half hour away, just a walkie-talkie away. So if anything gets crazy, maybe within shouting distance. All right?
Yeah, shouting distance is safe.
He'll be there to help. So we're taking calls, see what you guys think about whether it's too much for Mary to deal with, or is there a compromise? So let's go to the phones now. ROR. So what do you think, Ruthie?
If they want to keep with the tradition, maybe the father should still go with the son to be there for protection, but make the son do everything all on his own. So the father, and show the father this is what to do for survival.
Right.
Okay. Like maybe the next tent over. Yeah, maybe the next tent over would be, like, they don't have to do the guy. I'm going to be,
vicinity so that.
How about if I'm within shouting distance? Right?
Shouting distance is good.
That's good, right?
I like to keep all kids in a shouting
distance. Behind the next tree, even.
Just, yeah, the next tree. Know. I like it. All right. Good stuff, Ruthie. Thank you. We're looking for answers, you know. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Good luck.
All right, Jim. What's your take on Mary's case this morning?
Now, I'm sure Mary's a good mom and everything, but I'm afraid Mary is the epitome of almost everything that's wrong with kids today. They're way too overprotected. The kid's 13 years old. Send him out in the woods. He'll be fine.
All right.
Big Jim says he's
Big Jim
fine.
Says, come on.
Jim, do you have kids?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you have kids, Jim?
No, they were eaten by bears.
Years,
No, I'm sorry. Do you have kids, Jim?
I do. I have three girls.
All right.
Would you send them out in the woods?
Just like they were boys. If it was a tradition, I'd send them in the woods, too.
Is that right? If it was a tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know,
kids are too soft these days. This is just what this kid needs.
Just tighten them up.
Yeah, toughen
them
up.
That's why I kind of see, you know, the guy's point of view, you know, that he's concerned.
Right, and that's another thing. Guys need to... There's something for guys. They need to do stuff like this. Even if it is kind of silly, it's still, it's a guy thing, right?
Yeah, but it's not like the dad is out camping every weekend. This guy doesn't
like
go camping either.
Yeah. Well, it's only going to be a half hour away. Hey, when I was a kid, we used to camp at Baxter State Park. That's Mount Katahdin, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And it was the wilderness. There was bears and lightning.
Bears and lightning.
Oh, are you offering to go camping with Mary's son?
No, I'm actually good.
You know what? I'm going up to Baxter State Park in a couple of weeks anyway. I'll keep an eye out for him.
Oh, I love Baxter State Park. Enjoy. Are you camping or what are you doing?
Yeah, my wife and I are camping for the summer.
In a tent or a big cushy camper?
Neither. Pop-up.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. That's a mix. I like it.
I like it, Jim.
That's rustic.
All right.
Yep.
Well, have a great trip up there. You should make sure you go.
Day.
Hey, Jim, have you been to, I forget the name of it, but we used to call it Slippery Falls. Have you been up there?
No.
Look for Slippery Falls because.
Sounds dangerous.
I know. No. You could slip. No, it's actually like a, you know, Mother Nature made water slide up there. It's amazing.
Slippery Falls.
Yeah. Look at that, okay? Enjoy it, Jim.
I will look into that.
Okay,
see you. Take care now.
Okay, bye now. Oh, I forgot the name of it, but it was like a Mother Nature made slide that you get on.
There's one at Step Falls.
Maybe it's Step Falls.
I was just looking them up. That sounds fun.
Oh, it is awesome. That's up there by Millinocket.
Really?
No, it doesn't appeal to you at all.
You know what? You know what an emergency room copay is?
Up in Millinocket?
Yeah.
Oh, you trade up there.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll give you this bear skin. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a beaver.
You just set this beamer.
You can trade a beaver for
it. Right, good, great.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It is 8:26. We talked to Mary in Morning Court. Her husband thinks he wants to continue the family tradition of camping out for a weekend. He wants his 13-year-old boy to become a man. Going to go to Maine together.
Yep.
Going to set him up with a tent, some food and water, a buck knife. I don't know, maybe he had to start a little campfire. Hopefully he knows how to do that already. Mary doesn't like it at all.
I mean, she probably saw the Blair Witch Project. I'm just saying.
That could be it.
You know?
But Brian... I want to ask you because your boy is how old now?
He's going
to
be 13.
All right. Is there any way at all you would think that's a good idea?
He can barely survive in our house.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
He's camped in the backyard, though.
Okay.
Go for a backyard camp out.
Yeah. Maybe we do that. We do a backyard camp out. We build our way up.
Baby steps.
Yes. But I guess this is how Mary's husband became a man.
Show me a man.
All right. Okay. Let's see what you guys think. Stephanie, you're up. What do you think of Mary's case?
I say absolutely not. I think it crosses the line to child endangerment when you put your child at harm's way. I think it's a terrible idea. And I do have a 7-year-old little boy who also loves Minecraft. But there is no way he could ever, even at 13, 14, or 15, survive in the wilderness.
See, that's why dad, you know, he's being a dad. He's thinking, my kid is not experiencing any sort of outdoor, you know, survive anything that gets him out of the house and off Minecraft. He's concerned that he's just going to grow up as an indoor cat like LBF.
Hey,
and,
I love an indoor cat.
But Stephanie,
well, then what about doing? What about taking father son camping trips on a regular basis?
Right, and then teach him. Lead up to it.
Teach him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, work your way up to it.
Yeah.
Where maybe, all right, son, I'm going to go take a nap, you know.
You go shoot a bear.
Yeah.
Call himself a bear.
All right. Stephanie, it's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good suggestion, right?
Yep.
Thanks.
All right, Karen, you want to chime in on Mary's case?
Yeah. I'm not a mom, but I totally agree with mom. I'm an aunt, a great aunt, and a great great aunt. No way on God's green earth should a 13-year-old be doing that in this day and age. 18 maybe, but not 13.
I think that's what people are stuck on more than anything else is 13.
Yeah, I think so. I started babysitting when I was 10 and a half or 11, but that's my generation. That's not today.
I don't think there's self-service. There's not going to be self-service, up in Maine at some campsite, right?
You can't imagine. No. 13 is just too young to handle what can come along.
How does dad even sleep? That's amazing. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm pacing
him.
More?
All right. Thanks, Karen. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know. The dad, because I never had sons. I don't know if it's different, but I can't ever. My girls, are you kidding? Half hour away on the walkie-talkie? All right.
They could do anything.
I'm not saying they couldn't, but I don't think I could.
Well,
I couldn't get comfortable with that.
Even on their worst day at 13, you could have probably sent them away.
No, there was that.
I think my dad wanted to send me away.
Camps for that. Yeah. Someone else's problem.
Right.
right. There you go. Okay. Mary should feel good about the calls because most people say, no, it's not too soon. Too much too soon. So maybe there's a compromise. Maybe dad does more trips with him. Maybe when we're 16.
Maybe glamping.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there, tossing it against the wall.
That's an idea.
Yeah. All right. Why shouldn't there be a chandelier in a tent?
Why shouldn't there be?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.